Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah.
Come on, church, just give God some praise and glory this morning. Amen. If you don't do anything else, he's already done enough. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we enter in, oh, God. We come this day, oh God, thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you, oh God, have kept us and not ourselves. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. But yet and still, we thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this day, oh God. We come to be changed, amen. Lord, we bow before you. We enter to your gates with thanksgiving. We enter to your courts with praise. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, known and unknown sins, all our trespasses and our transgressions, all our iniquities, Father God. Lord, purge us right now with your soap, and we shall be cleansed. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, O God, according to 1 John 1:9, that we are forgiven and washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone right now, O God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. We come believing on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. Out of the love that you're placing our heart for you, O God, you're creating us a heart, hallelujah, a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, O God, preaching in all our ways, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate law of relationship that we have with you through Christ Jesus. Amen. According to what David said in Psalm 45:1-2, as a deer pants for the water, but so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul yearns right now. Hallelujah. Our soul thirsts to you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yet even pines for the cause of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry today. Let that fire burn everly increasingly in us right now. Amen. Uphold us with thy free spirit and let God be magnified right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let there be no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, fill us with your spirit, oh God. Your tender mercy and loving God is that we sing praises to you all our days. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Clean us our heart of worship, oh God. So we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifting of our heads. And we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, change us, oh God, all that's on the line today, oh God. We want to be changed, oh God, so that we may be used by you, oh God, to your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. And let our life, oh God, be a living sacrifice, a sweet savior aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our lives be a praise in the everyday things of life. And to you, Lord Jesus Christ, oh God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that your holy, that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. And we give it to you right now. There is no one greater than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The glory of God is first in us and is manifesting His glorious presence right now. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and that it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the blood, and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in His holy name that we live, we move, we have our being, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, right now we pray for the sick you're sending in, oh God. Lord, we know you, oh God, to be a healer, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. So Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would send your word, oh God. Hallelujah, to heal your children, oh God, that you would heal this land, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we pray for the lost and say, if they truly come, hallelujah, that they will come back to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will rededicate their life to Christ, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the children around the world for their protection, oh God. Let your hands of protection be around our children, oh God. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hands of protection, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we pray for the elders of today, oh God. We pray their strength and their protection. We pray their healing and deliverance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we pray for the captives in the prison, oh God. That you will send the word, oh God, that will help your word in their mouth, oh God. That they too will be delivered and saved and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And Lord, God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough for the answer. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we pray for the mighty unity, oh God. Hallelujah. For mother and daughter, oh God. And sons and sons, oh God. Sisters and brothers, oh God. Friends and family, oh God. We pray for the mighty unity where the enemy has caused separation, confusion, and division, oh God. We pray for the mighty unity where right there will take place, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray your peace upon our family members and loved ones and all that's on the line today, oh God. Your peace that surpasses all understanding, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that you will cover those who have lost and loved ones, oh God. Cover all the hope, oh God. Cover all the cover. We call upon you right now. That you will cover right now, oh God. So we just want to say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, wash us and cleanse, oh God. From every hidden and sin, oh God. Right now, oh God, we ask you to purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God. Let our thoughts be holy, oh God. Hallelujah, pure unto you and righteous, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. Let the Christ tell us that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us fully, oh God. We bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Lord, it will be done, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for divine order in our lives. For things have been out of order, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray for the right positions are all on the line today, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we can receive from you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God. Open up our eyes to see, oh God. Open up our ears, oh God. That we will not operate with spiritual blindness or spiritual deafness, oh God. That we can hear from you, oh God, and see what you called us to see. Amen. That you did what you promised, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We understand that all that comes before destruction, oh God. Lord, help us how you can hear to the word. Oh God, that you send it to your children, that all will be saved, oh God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to operate with forgiveness. Help us, oh God, to operate according to the fruits of your spirit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not like in one call, oh God, we need your help. We cry out to all our hearts today. Help us, Lord. And by faith, we receive that help on today. By faith, we receive our healing on today. By faith, we receive our deliverance on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith, hallelujah, we receive it right now, God. We declare the prayer that we walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you, God, for all things, oh Lord. But if you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. And we just want to say thank you for sending your son, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you just shed your blood on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for your blood that washes us, that cleanses us, that redeems us, hallelujah, that heals us, that makes all things do. We declare the credit of our faith for the power of blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we're walking in our newness right now. We declare the credit of new beginnings, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, reign over our household today, oh God. Reign over our house with peace, joy, and happiness, oh God. Help us, oh God, to come out and get out of the way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, for you are the power and we are the claim. Make us all, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We bless the name, Father God. You didn't have to do it, oh God, but you did.
you thank you, oh God, that you kept us, that you made us, hallelujah, part of your plan for today, that you remembered us on today, oh God. And as we pray this day and intercede for our family, oh God, coming on one accord, believing, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you will remember our prayers and bring our children out, amen, bring our grandchildren out, bring our mothers and brothers, bring them out, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, from the land of destruction, oh God, bring them out, oh God, hallelujah, from death and destruction, destroy them, bring them out, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We lift up and we pray for every, hallelujah, one of those ordained apostles, prophet and prophetess, evangelist, preacher and teacher, oh God, as you ordained, oh God, for such a time as this. We pray their sugar today, oh God. We pray their peace, oh God. Let them indeed be met, oh God. Let them be the rock of your goodness, oh, in the throne of life of your children, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your name. We decree and declare by faith that there's no lack. Hallelujah. Our cup runneth over. Amen. Our well will never run dry because God is our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Lord God. We know you to be a healer. Hallelujah. That we receive our healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every Hindu spirit on the line today. We come against any spirit right now. Hallelujah. That's designed to stop our prayers from being answered. We come against every spirit of distraction. We come against any spirit of frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation, oppression, depression, fear, worry, anxiety, anxiety, guardian spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of control, spirit of wrath, anger. We come against the spirit of loneliness right now. We come against the spirit of lustful perversion. We come against the spirit of death, lack, and death, and poverty. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, and discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and violence. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out and leave our bodies in a normal way and live for return. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, if it's anything that we have done is not to your liking, oh God, or according to your will, help us to come out of our own ways, oh God. Show us and lead us and guide us, oh God, even through this day, oh Lord. Where you would have for us to go, what you would have for us to say, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we would speak your word amongst our, hallelujah, family members and friends, oh God, our employers and employees, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that we will stand up, oh God, and stand on your word, oh God, and not stand up the world, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give it all over to you right now for eternity, Father God. We lift up every marriage, oh God, that you ordain, oh God. We pray the peace of that marriage, oh God, of those marriages right now. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to restore the marriage, oh God, with love, peace, joy, and happiness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and respect, oh God, loyalty, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name, when you bless, oh, God, bless us. Hallelujah. When you multiply, oh, God, multiply us with your goodness and our favor, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we look up every household on the line today. We look up the Washington family. We look up, hallelujah, the Green family. Amen. We look up the Northern family. Hallelujah. We look up the Dillard family. We look up the Manning family. Amen. We look up the Smith family. Hallelujah. The Mackey family. The Jenkins family, amen, the Dudley family, the Rufford family, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Jordan family, the Matthews family, the Johnson family, hallelujah, hallelujah, the James family, the Jones family, hallelujah. We lift them up to you today, oh God, the Bennett family, amen, the Cooper family, hallelujah, 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 the Henry family, hallelujah. We lift them up to you, the Williams family, oh God. We lift them up this day, oh God. Oh Lord, and all that's connected to them, oh Lord. All that they're concerned about in love, oh God. We lift them up, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you will touch and turn it all around for their good, oh God. That you will, hallelujah, turn every curse our way into the blessing, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And right now we put on the full armor, God, and we operate in it, amen. And we pick up the shield of Satan, hallelujah. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that's sent our way, hallelujah. And we take up, hallelujah, the sword, hallelujah, of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. And we declare in the crowd right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We declare in the crowd that it is so, and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today, oh God. Those that are traveling on the road today, oh God, and those that will be traveling, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Hallelujah. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no kicking. take no pullovers on accident. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, or form of transportation that we may take on today, or those in our family may take on today. Amen. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. Hallelujah. We declare the kind of blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Every road, every street, every highway, every airway, freeway, hallelujah, every building, hallelujah, home of place of race, our feet may tread on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the power of the blood of Jesus Christ is the enemy cannot come near. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Glory to Shakaya. Help us on today, oh God. Oh, let our words be seasoned. Hallelujah, with power, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Father God. Have your way, oh God. Touch the heart and mind of your minister on today. As the word go forward, oh God, and it will be your word, hallelujah, and not our own word, oh God, that it will heal, bring healing to your children, deliverance to your children, peace to your children, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it is so and it shall be the other way, that we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory, hallelujah. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we've prayed about on today and all that we have not prayed. Father, you know all that we need before we ask. Let it be done, amen. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Amen. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah. I will go on when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're still here today, you got a lot to shout about. Amen. So many people planned on being here today, planned on celebrating Christmas this year, planned on being here for New Year. But God has kept us. We have so much to shout about.
Yes.
Amen. If you have any malice in your heart and you have not forgiven, God is calling us to forgive. To be able to forgive, to get in that place of forgiveness, to get back where God can use you. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let nothing hold you back from receiving your blessing. A lot of us are holding on to unforgiveness.
Father.
Can we forgive? Can we let go and let God have his way? That is the test. Just forgive him. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome, everyone, to Sunday service. Amen. Today is December the 26th, the day after Christmas. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas on yesterday. Amen. I had a wonderful Christmas. I thank God for being with family and resting. I tell you that I rest. I spent the day and I rest. Amen. Ate good food. Pastor Manny made some gumbo the night before. We ate that, and we had a big breakfast, and he came in and tried to make some ribs, and we were too full. Amen. Welcome, welcome to the Gospel Public Ministries. We're here in Houston, Texas. I'm Apostle Tawanisa Manny.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manny.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome everyone. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you. Here to service with us, Apostle Tawanisa and I. Press one, just press one on your phone, and we will bring you in. Let us know who you are, where you're from.
Yeah.
If you have anything you want to bring to Jesus, any prayers, any concerns, anything that you want to bring to the throne of grace, this is the time to come to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bringing our gifts there to the altar.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
470.
Last four is 7091. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Who are we speaking with?
Your cousin, man. Your first cousin.
My first cousin.
Brother Larry Carter.
Look, this is Larry, Larry Carter.
Larry.
Amen. God bless
your
you. God bless you, my brother. Yes. Amen. Amen. God bless you. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, glad to be in the service one more time. When I woke up, I didn't put my shoes on my ears because I was clothed in my right mind. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, God bless you, my brother. We've been lifting you up in prayer. We're so glad to hear your voice. You know, God is so good. God is really so good. We're so glad to have you here in Sunday service this morning. Amen. You know, just God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank you. Father God, we thank you for our brother, our friend, our loving family member, Larry Carter. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed him in every single way. We thank you, Father God, that you put it upon his heart, hallelujah, to give a testimony to saying how good that you are, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that when the prayers go up, we know that the blessings come down, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that when the enemy comes in, we say, you said like a flood, you will lift up the standard. So we just want to give you thanks, Father God, for all that you have done. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for restoration. Yeah. Hallelujah. In every single area of his life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have made him whole. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Hallelujah. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you have ordered his steps. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. You thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed them going out and blessed them coming in. Blessed them in the city and blessed them in the field. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, preacher.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is so good. God is so good. Amen. Anyone else that has any prayer petition, anyone else, you know, that have something to say, you know, this is the day after Christmas. This is always the time to, you know, to give God thanks. This is that season, you know, when we realize that, you know, hey, God is so good to us, and God has given us each other that we can love one another.
Amen.
Amen. We come together. We know we have some of us live on the West Coast. Some of us live on the East Coast or wherever you live, but it's always good to come together, you know, as a family and friends and share in the love of God.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to take communion. We'll have a song selection from Brother John Washington in New York, New York. So we're going to, Brother Joe, you ready? We're ready to hear what God is putting in your mouth this morning.
Amen.
Yes, good morning.
Good
I'm so
morning.
Glad to be with y'all. I tell you, God, but giving honor to God, which is the head of my life, I just thank him for
Amen. Having
me to see another Christmas, and my family's doing well, and I hope all families are doing well. And I want you to know, yesterday
Amen. With
me and my wife, anniversary, we've been married for 20 years, and it was so nice
Amen.
That we had time
Amen.
To spend with each other. I just want you to know that God is good, and his mercy
Amen.
Is everlasting, you know. And to my nephew, Tony, I want you to know, my Tony Washington, we love you, and I know you're listening in this morning because I just finished talking with them, and that God is good. Don't worry about a thing because he has everything in control. Don't you worry about
Amen.
A thing.
Amen.
If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is come, be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He will understand. He will understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of this life, and the battle is won, can. This old sap of this old cross of redemption, he will understand. He will understand and say, well done, misunderstood. The Savior of the sinner hung on the cross. I know he was God, only Son. Oh, I can hear him calling his Father in heaven. Said, this is not my will. This is not my will. But thy will be done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of this life and the battle has been won. Can this old staff of this old cross of redemption, I want you to know, he will understand. How many know that today? He will understand. He will understand and say, well done. God bless you. God bless you, Tony. You're going to be all right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Uncle Joel, here for blessing us, you know, with this beautiful song. We thank you for letting God use you the way he used you in the name of Jesus. May God bless you and God keep you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. God is good.
Amen. Amen. Well, let us prepare ourselves to have Holy Communion. Every Sunday morning, we like to come together and remember what Jesus Christ have done for us. Every single thing that's good that's in your life, let's remember that Jesus Christ have done it. Amen. So if you have your communion elements, whether cracker, bread, water, whatever it is that you have, you know, let us prepare ourselves to come together.
Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses and cover each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, and Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that you took this piece of bread, your body. We take it in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord Jesus, so our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. So we say by faith, by your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. We thank you that you took this bread, you broke it, you said, take eat. This is my body which was broken for you. And we partake in faith right now in the name of Jesus. You may eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Lord Jesus, your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses. Your blood heals us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. And we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. And it's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. And everybody do agree. Say amen, amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every single body that's here in Sunday service right now. And I say that all is well with you because Jesus Christ have already made you whole. Nothing broken, nothing missing by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen, amen.
At this time, we have a song selection here, and we'll get ready for the preached word by Apostle Tawani Commanding. Stay with us. Hallelujah.
We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody. God of mercy. Yeah, yeah. Woo!
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. 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 We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. We would like to welcome the Holy Spirit in, be able to deliver this word. I would like for y'all to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen. Oh, devoted mother, devoted wife, devoted friend. Hallelujah. Devoted messenger of God. God's anointed pastor, God's anointed messenger. Hallelujah. So we just want us to just thank God for this opportunity to be able to hear this word. Amen. Without further ado, help me to welcome Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Let's open up our mouth and just thank God for this opportunity one more time.
And
receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I was so glad that
thank
I said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. How many of us happy to be
Amen.
Here on this day? Amen. Right where you are, that God has
Amen.
You. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have so much to shout about. Amen. I am so grateful
yes,
to you
Lord.
And follow you to be here one more time in the land of the living, doing what God has called me to do, to be a servant. Amen. I come to serve on today. Amen. Let
Amen.
Us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come,
thank
oh God,
you,
and may receive from you, oh God, to deliver your word according to your word, oh God, not adding to it or taking away from it. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all, over all areas of my life. And I thank you, Lord God. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come, oh God. Let thy will be done, oh Lord. Let us receive right now our daily bread that our spiritual bellies may be full. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, heavenly Father, I ask that you, hallelujah, let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 60:2, amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now. Let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence as we enter in right now. We come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, every spirit of manipulation, amen. We come against every controlling spirit, amen. Hallelujah. We declare the covenant. We will operate in spiritual awareness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. And we command you, spirit, to cease your words and die through the cloud. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we go forward, I declare the cloud, we shall receive and we shall be changed by the word of God. And we thank you for the Lord. Lord, we ask you, the scripture to take root and manifest in us. My mind, soul, and spirit, and me and grab on our hearts and minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Welcome, church family and friends. I thank God for everyone that's here in service today. I thank God for what God is doing. You know, God is doing a new thing, amen. Are you ready for the new, amen? Hallelujah. The new year is coming, but are you ready for the newness that God is about to show up on your life, amen? The message today is God is waiting on you. Hallelujah. God is waiting on you. A lot of us are waiting on God to do it, but God is waiting on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you to repent. He's waiting on you to humble yourself. He's waiting on you to pray. He's waiting on you to believe. He's waiting on you to wait on him. Amen. He's waiting on you to have a made of mind to follow Jesus and don't turn back. See, God is waiting on you. Hallelujah. If you go with me to the book of Genesis, amen. The book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 5 is where I'm going to start off this morning, amen. Hallelujah. The book of Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, hallelujah. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. God is waiting on you. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 5 reads, "Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose." Verse 3 says, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Verse 4 says, "There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of all men of renown." Verse 5 says, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see here in the Bible, I want us to understand, see, some people have thoughts that, hallelujah, when they're talking about the sons of God, or they're someone thinking these were fallen angels, but the point I want to get to, what God is waiting on you, is that his days shall be, when the Bible says his days shall be 120 years, meaning that God was allowing the people of Noah's day 120 years to change their sinful ways. See, God shows his great patience with us as well. Amen. He has given us time to quit living our way and begin living his way, the way he shows us in his word. Amen. While 120 years seems like a long time, hallelujah, hallelujah, it seems like a long time, but eventually the time will run out. See, eventually the time, even here in the book of Genesis, even their time ran out. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. See, God is waiting on you. Your time also will be running out. As it did here in the Bible, in the biblical times, when their time ran out. See, when their time ran out, the flood water swept across the earth. See, our time, too, is running out. We have to understand that, see, God is waiting on you to have a made up mind. Hallelujah. Turn to God to forgive your sins. You can see the stopwatch of God's patience, and there is no bargaining for additional time. See, God is waiting on you to say, "God, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do what you called me to do. I'm going to repent. I'm going to turn from my ways, and I'm going to follow Jesus, and I'm not going to turn back." See, God is waiting for you. Hallelujah. How many know that God is waiting for you? Hallelujah. We thank God that he hasn't come, that Jesus hasn't come back yet, because a lot of us wouldn't be ready. Amen. He has given us time, amen, to come to him. He has given us time to repent and come to him and be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God is waiting on you. If you go with me to the book of 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, hallelujah, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and I'm going to start at verse 12, hallelujah. God is waiting on you. A lot of us say, "I'm waiting on God to do it," and God said, "I'm waiting on you to make a decision. I'm waiting on you to, hallelujah, decide you gonna, I'm going to be your God and God alone and nobody else." Hallelujah. See, God is waiting on you to have a made-up mind. God is waiting on you to say, "I'm not going to turn back no more. I'm going to trust Jesus. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Though it may hurt me, though it may make me feel some type of way, though I'm hurting my body, I'm going to still follow you. I'm going to still trust you." See, God is waiting on you. The Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 12, hallelujah, through 22, the Bible says, "Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I've heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. when I set up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence amongst my people, the Bible says in verse 14, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and heal their land. See, God is waiting for you to humble yourself, to turn to him and pray. God is waiting on you. Verse 15 says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to your prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there. Hallelujah. However, and my eyes and my heart will be there fulfilling. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked and do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as a ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot them from my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all people. And as for this house, which is exalted, everyone who passed by it will be astonished and say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and this house? Then they will answer, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and embraced other gods, and worshiped them and served them. Therefore, he has brought all this calamity on them. See, God is waiting for you to turn from your wicked ways. God is waiting for you to open yourself. God is waiting for you to pray to him so that he can help you, so that he can bring you out. God is waiting for you to do all that he's called you to do. God is waiting for you to say, Lord, let thy will be done. Hallelujah. I know you gave me free will, but Lord, let thy will be done. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So I want you to understand, hallelujah, see, months, maybe years had passed since Solomon's prayer of dedication. See, several other building projects had been completed after the temple. See, then after all this time, God told Solomon that he had heard Solomon's prayer. See, how often do we look for immediate answers to our prayers, and when nothing happens, wonder if God has heard us? See, God does hear, and he will provide for us. We must trust that God will answer at the proper time. But I want to understand, a lot of times God is waiting for you to humble yourself. God is waiting for you, hallelujah, to come to him with a pure heart. God is waiting for you to believe that he is who he says he is. My Lord, my God. See, Solomon asked God to make provisions for the people when they sinned. See, God answered with four conditions for forgiveness. One, humble yourself by admitting your sins. Pray to God, asking for forgiveness. Seek God continually and turn from sinful behavior. See, God is waiting for you to humble yourself, admitting your sins and praying to him and asking for forgiveness. See, God is waiting for you to seek him continually and turn from sinful behavior. God is waiting for you only to have true repentance, more than just talking about it. Hallelujah. God is waiting for you. See, true repentance is more than just talk. True repentance is more than just say, I repent. It requires a change of behavior. Hallelujah. See, whether we see it individually or as a group or as a nation, see, following these steps will lead to forgiveness. See, God will answer, hallelujah, our earnest prayers, but he is waiting for you. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
How many of you know that God is waiting for you? Huh? How many of you know, hallelujah, right now he's waiting for you, to have a made-up mind and say, you know what, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm not going to turn back. How many of us keep on looking back, turning back? How does Jesus say, hallelujah, any man that put his hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom. He is waiting for you to have a made-up mind. God waiting for you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Huh? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand this, even my scripture, just giving you all a little bit more in an understanding of what was going on even during that time here in the book of Second Chronicles. See, when God is waiting and God is requiring something for you to do, and he's waiting for you to do exactly what he's called you to do. He's waiting for you to get in line. He's waiting for you to let his will be done. Amen. He's waiting for you, hallelujah, to come back. Amen. He's waiting for you. And you said, Lord, I'm waiting for you. And he said, no, I'm waiting of you. Hallelujah. See, even when we look in verses 21 through 22 here in the Bible, I want us to understand something here. Soon after Solomon's reign, the temple was ransacked. It was destroyed. It is difficult for us to imagine that such a great and wise king could become corrupt by idols, symbols of power, prosperity, and sexuality. But even today, these idols lure us into their traps. So when we allow any desire to rival God's purpose, praise him, hallelujah, we have taken the first step for a moral and spiritual decay. You see, God is waiting for you to come out. God is waiting for you to have a made-up mind. You got to make up your mind. No matter what my situation is, no matter what is put before me, no matter what man or the world is trying to tilt me with, I'm going to stand on the promises of God. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to do all that God has called me to do. Amen. I'm not going to worry about what my mother say, my brother say, my friends say, my sister say. I'm going to follow Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. If you go with me over to the book, hallelujah, the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 57 through 62, I want us to understand God is waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Why is he waiting for you? He is waiting for you to have a made-up mind. And I keep saying it because one moment, you don't want to hide and we're called. One moment, how we in and we're out. One moment, we saved and we're not. As soon as something changes, you better be glad because you better be glad I'm saved. Oh, if you do that, I'm going to come out. Hey, I'm not going be saved. I'm going to put down my religion. I'm going to put down my cross, and I will beat you down. But see, God is waiting for you to say, I'm going to stand up. Hallelujah, no matter how hard it gets. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for you to follow him. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 9, hallelujah, verse 57 to 62, it says, now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. See, God is waiting for you to say, I've got a made up mind. I'm going to follow you no matter what. I was got what's in my head right now, and I'm going to go because you told me to go. I'm going to come because you told me to come. In the name of Jesus, God is waiting for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know that God is waiting for you? Right now, you say, wait a minute, I got to change clothes. Wait a minute, I got to get my act together. God said, I'm waiting for you. Come on. I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to set you straight. But I need you to come now. I'm waiting on you to come. Come, come. Will you come?
Yeah.
While you still have time, while God is still waiting, amen, while he's still here, while he's still there, while you still have time, hallelujah, will you come? Because God is waiting for you. A lot of people say, well, not right now, well, not right now, you know, can I go do this first? Can I go to none of God is waiting for you? You think you have all this time because, hallelujah, even the Bible said back then, they were thinking they had all this time. They were looking at, well, God said, I give you 120 years. My spirit will not strive for you always, but 120 years, I give you why? To get it right, to get it together, to make it have a made up mind, hallelujah, to repent from your ways, to come out of your wicked ways, amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is waiting on you. God is waiting. So many times the children of Israel kept turning back and going back to the evil doings and ways when they were, hallelujah, where they were in Egypt, where God delivered them from, amen? Why do we continue to go back? After God has delivered us, we continue to go back, and God is waiting for you to come back. God is waiting for you to rededicate your life to him. Why so many of us have been in the pulpit, preached the word, and then decided, I can't do that anymore because something happened. God is waiting for you to come back. God is waiting for you, hallelujah, to be delivered. God is waiting for you to pray to him so he can bring you out. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to understand, believe it or not, God is waiting on you to wait on him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, in some instances, God is waiting on you to wait. See, some of us so quick to run and go. Some of us so quick to do this and do that, but God is saying, wait on me. I'm waiting for you to wait on me to come and get you. I'm waiting for you to make to get still so I can come and do what I need to do in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why?
Yeah.
I want you to understand, a lot of us don't believe that, that God is, but we believe it or not. Like I said, he is waiting. God is waiting on you to wait on him. Hallelujah. Like, wait, what, why is that? You say he's waiting on me. Now you say he's waiting on me to wait on him. Hallelujah. Yes, because some of us, we're so quick to go. We're so quick to do what we want to do. We're so quick to see our will before we see God's will. And God is just waiting on you to wait. He's waiting on you to wait. He's waiting on you to get still. Some of us are better going here and going there. God said, I'm waiting for you to be still and know that I am God. I'm waiting on you to be still. Hallelujah. How many of y'all believe God is waiting on me to be still? He'll tell you to be still. He'll tell you to be quiet. Some of us are busy talking and God is waiting on you to what? Be quiet. God is waiting on you to what? Be still, because you're going and you're talking and you're moving. And God said, be still. God is saying, be quiet. God is waiting on you. Be quiet. Why? So you can hear from him. Be still, why? So he can work a miracle in your life. God is waiting on you. He waits for you to come out of yourself, why? So his will can be done. Hallelujah. God is waiting on you to ask for forgiveness. God is waiting for you to forgive so that he can forgive you. God is waiting for you, hallelujah, to help someone so he can. Sometimes we're so busy worrying about how many people we didn't help and all we've done for somebody. God said, hey, I'm waiting for you to offer yourself so I can do more than what you have ever done for somebody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you to get through with your pity party. He waiting for, hallelujah. Come on now. Glory to God. God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you. I want you to understand that, why? So he can renew your strength to be gracious to you, to help you, to give you peace. Amen. Isaiah, book of Isaiah 30 and 18. The Lord waits for you. The Bible says the Lord waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for him to help them. Amen. Hallelujah. See, in the first part of this one is, who's the one waiting? Who is the one being patient? God is. He's the one waiting for you to come to him. How long has it been? How long has it been that God has been waiting on you? How long has he been waiting? That is the question. A day, an hour, a month, a lifetime. How long has God been waiting for you to decide, I'm going to follow Jesus? How long has God been waiting for you to decide, I'm going to believe there is a God? I'm going to believe that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to this world to save me. Amen. How long?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Has God been waiting for you? Hallelujah. But why is God waiting for you to come to him? That is the question. Why is God waiting for you to come to him? He is waiting to say, is he waiting to pass on your every mistake? Is he waiting to condemn you for your action? Is he going to point out your faults and failures? Is that the why he is waiting for you? Hallelujah. No, he is waiting for you to come to him so that he can show you love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. See, instead of running to our heavenly refuge when things come crashing down on us, we often run away from God to a constant refuge of beer, a drug, alcohol, television, cigarettes, food, other people, something to distract our minds from the storm, hallelujah, of the uninvited thoughts. See, in our time of need, we should run to God with all of our hearts and ask for help. God is waiting on you to help you, but first you have to come. God is waiting on you. Hallelujah. God is waiting on you. God is waiting for you to wait on him so that he can renew your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40 and 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. See, God is waiting on you to renew you. He's waiting on you to give you strength to carry you on. Amen. God is waiting on you. Are you sitting around waiting on God today? Hallelujah. Have you realized right now that God is waiting on you? He's waiting on you to believe. He's waiting on you. The Bible says that we cannot please God with no faith. Amen. He's waiting on you to have faith in him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To move by faith, to walk by faith and not by sight. God is waiting for you, hallelujah, to trust him, hallelujah, with every aspect of your life. God is waiting for you to decide. God, once and for all, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm not going to turn back. God is waiting for you right now today while you still have time. Hallelujah, because he's coming back again. But he's giving you time, hallelujah, to come to him. God is waiting on you.
Amen.
God is waiting for you to repent. He's waiting for you to humble yourself. He's waiting for you to pray. He's waiting for you to believe. Hallelujah. God is waiting on you to come to him so he can make you over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
there'll be one today that will come today because God is waiting on you.
Yes,
the door of the church is open. God is waiting on you. Will you come today? Will you come today?
Yes,
will you come today to be renewed? Will you come today to rededicate your life to Christ?
Yes, Lord.
Will you come today because you've never come before? Amen.
Amen.
Will you come? God is waiting on you, my brother and my sister. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. With everyone on today.
Hallelujah.
Press one.
Hallelujah.
The doors of the church is open. God is waiting on you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Will there be one today?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's one. There'll be one on today. Pastor Manning, go ahead.
Amen. Amen. There may be one. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, and you desire today to come to Jesus, thank you, Father God, for this message. God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you to come to Jesus. Will you press one today? If you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, you have already been baptized. We know who we are. You've already been baptized, but you realize that there are some things, you know, that are out of order in your life. Well, this is a part of salvation. This is the reason why God gives you an opportunity to be with Jesus Christ, to go to Jesus Christ. Bring these things to God. Hallelujah. We press one today.
Yes,
if it's something that you need prayer for. If
yes,
you if you need God to do something in your life, you know, we serve a God of miracles. We serve a God of mercy. We serve a God of peace. Of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Will you bring
Amen.
Will you bring these things to the altar? Hallelujah.
Yes,
God knows where you are right now. He knows all about it. But because of the relationship, he wants to know if you're going to come to him. Will you bring it to him? Will you do that today?
Amen.
We serve a straightway God. You know, straightway.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That means
Amen.
A right now God. So right now, would you come? Hallelujah. Will you
yes,
press
Lord.
One?
Hello, hello.
You may have prayer for a brother or sister. You may
hello.
Come to God not asking for anything for you, for your father,
hello.
For your mother, for your son, for your daughter.
Yes,
will you bring it to Jesus today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There may be one that's looking for a church home. Apostle Talon and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor. We would love to love you. And we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are, I don't know where, what city you live in. I don't know what state you live in. But we thank God for this opportunity. We're gathered together right here, right now, touching and agreeing. So we invite you all. We're just going to love you like God showed us how to love you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you come today?
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every single word that you have given to us today. We
yes.
thank you, Holy Spirit, for
thank
touching
you,
each and
thank
every
you.
Heart. We
yes,
thank you, Holy Spirit, for blessing each and every mind right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, for everyone that had the desire to come. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that it's already worked out. See, when we think about what you have already done, hallelujah, and lay it all down right now at your feet. See, we don't have to worry about anything, Father God, because we know that you have already worked it out. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one right now. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single home right now. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, because we do realize that by your blood, hallelujah, we are redeemed.
Amen.
We are saved.
Lord.
We are set free.
God.
We are whole. Hallelujah.
Lord.
In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
Lord. Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do agree. Do say amen, amen again.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. We thank God. I just want
thank
to say
you,
this and understanding why God is waiting on us, everyone. You know, one thing I want to say here, if we got a few extra few minutes here, is what does Jesus want from us? What is really important? What does Jesus want from us? He wants total dedication, not half-hearted commitment. You know, we can't pick and choose among Jesus' ideas and follow him selectively. We have to accept the cross, amen, along with the crown, judgment as well as mercy. We must count the cost and be willing to abandon everything else that has given us security. You all, I want us to understand that, church, with our focus on Jesus, we should allow nothing to distract us from the manner of living that he has called. You all understand that? A living that he calls good and true. God is waiting on you. Amen. He's waiting on us.
Amen.
And I thank God
Amen.
That he is waiting because, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Some of us may have just got saved on yesterday or even right now in this service. So we thank God for waiting
Amen.
On us. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God does not want any of us, not one of us to perish. Amen.
Uh-huh.
So we thank God for waiting on us. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. If you have Cash App, you can Cash App that over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, give us a call. Any other means you'd like to send over tithes and offering to us, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, the number is 832-725-8094. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, make us remiss for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings, O God, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us, and we thank you. And we know that it's our responsibility
yes,
to manage
you,
our money and distribute it our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. And we thank you for it, Lord, and it's in Jesus' name. What
thank
matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Amen. Help us to appropriate your money
yes,
with
Lord.
Dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we give on today, O God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus'
yeah.
name, as those who give on today, O have given from the God, that there be no lack in their giving, O God, that you will multiply their seed. O Lord, for it is you, O God, that give the increase. And Lord, we pray for increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that all is so, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's mighty
thank
name,
you.
To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless
thank
you. God keep you all. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is December 26th, 2021, at the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We'll see you, Pastor Dorothy Manning and Apostle Tommy Commanding. Amen. Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer at Central Standard Time again, 7 p.m. On Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. Come with us on one o'clock.
Yes,
come believing on Monday nights in prayer. Amen. Wednesday nights we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. After the beginning of the new year, so that will be January the 8th, we will be back in our Saturday school lesson, Saturday school
classes, you all. So next Saturday coming up, because I believe next Saturday is January 1st, but the 8th, we'll be back in our Saturday class. Say amen. Saturday school, that's how it goes, our Sunday school, Saturday school. Amen. At 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Amen. We will be reading the whole Bible. We'll be starting off. Look for that text message or email to join us. Amen. As we said before, we're not trying to read the whole Bible from the front to back. Join us. Invite friends and family to join us. I know many want to read the Bible, and they've tried to by themselves and just weren't able to. So we're going to read the Bible together, front and back. Amen. Amen. With Revelation. Amen. Amen. I think that is all I have for us here coming up that I can remember. Amen. Pastor Man, is there something else? Did I forget anything? Saturday school, Sunday, of course, we have two services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Yeah, amen.
Cool.
He's going to celebrate.
Amen.
Come again.
No, I think you have it all wrapped up.
Okay, good, good, good. Anyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of December, happy birthday to all our December birthday babies. May God continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you, bless you a long life, good health, and strength. Amen. May the blessing of the Lord be upon your life and the favor of the Lord be upon you. Amen. All the days of your life in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. And those of you all that are celebrating the anniversary, Brother Joe Washington, happy anniversary. Amen. Anyone else that's celebrating the anniversary this month of December, happy anniversary. God bless your union. May God continue to bless you all with long life, and good health. Blessings and favor from the Lord. Amen. And make it rich and add no sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We are looking forward to a change of service. Y'all, we'll let you all know next Sunday what that'll be. We're just trying to get confirmation on the times on that. But we're back here on next Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for the New Year. Amen. You can join us New Year's Eve for prayer. You all will send out that flyer. So we're going to pray as we come into the New Year. Those that want to join us on New Year's Eve, we will be in prayer. So make sure you send over your prayer petition or request. We want to make sure we're praying as we come into the New Year. Amen. God bless everyone. Hallelujah. I think that's all we have for today. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Again, we have a Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. A welcome again to all our guests. Amen. And we just thank God for you. Amen. Just want to give a special thank you to Sister Connie Northern, who's always here with us, and Brother John Washington. We do want to acknowledge you all. Thank you for all that you all do.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And just allowing God to use you mighty. And, you know, Sister Connie's been around with me for so long. She's like a second mother to me. And I truly thank God for you. Amen. And my mother, Sister Billy. My mother-in-law here. And we just thank God for you all. And my grandmother Helen Manning. Amen. So we thank you all.
Amen.
And we need you. And we love you. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
So if you didn't know that, I hope you know today. Amen. We thank God for you so much. And we love you. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. And that concludes our announcements for today. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. I thank everyone for joining us, everyone for being with us this Sunday service. And every single Sunday, every single time that we've came together, it has been a joy. You know, I have really enjoyed spending time with each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the next time that we will meet, it'll be 2022. I believe
yes,
that it would
next
be.
Next Sunday will be 2022.
Next Sunday
very
will second. Be 2022. So we thank God. We thank God, you know, for, you know, such a prosperous year. You know, one thing that I do realize that, you know, 1 year don't take one day. So this seems, this is like, you know, a relationship with God is not just one day. A relationship with God is every day. And we thank God for giving us every day, seeing one day, then one more day, and then next thing you know, a whole year went around. Amen. So I thank God for every single one of you. I pray that every single body has been blessed by the word of God that went forth today. I know that I have in the name of Jesus. Thou made of God a peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless
amen.
You. May God keep you. Apostle Talonique and I, we love you. We love you. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Never more than God can love you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. He is a defeated foe because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Hallelujah. If you have a little bit more time today, come back and join us again at 2 p.m. service here, Central Standard Time. Whatever time it is in your home, we'll be on at 2 p.m. today. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all.